So, Ness took the money and ran. He knew he had to run fast and far, probably to another country, to enjoy his freedom. Ness was happy as a lark, footloose and fancy free. As far as he knew, life was going to be great now. No work, no master, no worries.
No, he never gave a second thought to the punishment he would receive should he be caught as a runaway slave and thief. He didn't think about what would happen if he returned, for he had no intention of doing so.
On his way he went, heading west along the coastal cities, blending into crowds of people. Most folks thought he was a servant on an errand for his master.
But it takes one to know one, and soon he crossed the path of another runaway who could spot that wild look in Ness's eyes.
Hey there, buddy. Moving kind of quick, aren't you? Little scared?
No,
it's okay. I know the feeling. Freedom for the first time to just do what you want, when you want, how you want, and on somebody else's money. Woohoo! So, how did you get the money bag out without your master finding out?
Shh! How did you know I stole it? And how did you know I was a servant?
Dead giveaway. And no master rich and smart enough to buy these fancy towels would give you that much money to carry around. This must be your first time, huh?
Guess I'm not too good at this.
You just gotta know the ropes. Right, fellas? For a few drachma, my friends and I will show you how to make a quick getaway. You interested?
Do I have a choice?
Of course you have a choice.
You're not a slave anymore.
You're free to do whatever you want, whenever you want to do it.
You're the master of your own destiny.
The only thing you answer to is your own desires.
And we just want to help you.
You'll just owe us a little money.
Money.
That's all.
Money? Why should I pay you? I'm fine on my own.
Really? How's your way working so far? Face it, kid. You can't make it without our help.
Run, run, run. Get out of the city. Get out where it's pretty. Run, run, run. Where nobody knows you or tries to control you. Run. Yes, Ness, run. Your past is behind you, we won't let them find you. Hide, hide, hide. Your life is your own now, you're out on your own now. Hide, yes, Ness, hide. We'll be your protectors, your guardians, your shield. For just a little cash, man, we'll be your own force field. Say you're just shopping and marketplace hopping. Lie, lie, lie. Say it's your money, it came from your honey. Lie, yes, Ness, lie. We'll be your defender. Tell us stories to cover you. For just a few gold pieces, we'll say your lies are true. Watch for your master, avoid a disaster. Go, go, go. Cause we got your back, man. Don't ever look back, man. Go, yes, Ness, go. Just pay us our double.
Can I interest you in a small watercraft, my dear Dr. Phil?
Before the prices stop sinking, ha.
You're looking lovely today, madame.
For a small fee, I could sell you some fresh flowers.
Just perfect for the church in your home.
Whew, close call. Protection worth every penny, wouldn't you say?
Every penny is right. They took half of my money.
Ah, what's money for if not to spend? You'd just be a slave to it anyway.
But
not to worry, Your Highness. You can still live high off the hog, or sheep, as the case may be. I've got a secret road that'll take you straight to the border, where you'll finally be a free man. Right through that grazing field over there. Here, this'll help you stay incognito.
Huh?
It's a disguise. So you don't look like a runaway slave.
Shh! Okay. I'll wear it.
And that'll be half of what's in the bag.
What?
Of course, if you think you can get out of here by yourself. Hey, isn't that your old master in the marketplace over there? Oh, Philemon!
Shh! Okay. Here's your money.
Good luck, kid. You're gonna need it. Now go!
Onesimus may have been called Your Highness, but he was beginning to realize he was not going to be able to live like a king. His will to run away had already cost him most of the money he had stole.
Ness was also realizing that being the master of his own destiny could mean having to lie, steal, run, and hide even more than he had already. He wasn't feeling much more free, and he was also starting to notice that he wasn't as good at hiding his true self as he thought.